Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stamford, Connecticut, it's time. Next week, next Friday night, the 22nd, I am at the New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. We are going to have a great time. Come out to that show. The next night, Saturday night, March 23rd, I'm at the Auburn Theater in Auburn, New York. Almost sold out. I think there's 10 tickets left. Better go get them. Then I head to Kansas City, a city I haven't been to in forever. Love the people of Kansas City and their recent Super Bowl champions. So I will be there to celebrate that. At the Comedy Club in Kansas City, March 27th, a Wednesday night, selling very well, so I highly recommend getting tickets. In and out, one show, one night, going to have a great time. April 6th, we're back at Side Splitters in Tampa, Florida, Saturday night, April 6th, 6 p.m. show, and then on to Dania Beach, Florida, the Improv in Dania Beach, April 7th, Sunday night, and Hyenas in Dallas, Rooster Tea Feathers, and so many more, and more being added all the time. Frangiola.fun has everything. We are coming to Rooster Tea Feathers, Hyenas in Dallas, Off Cabot Comedy Club, Detroit, House of Comedy, Greensboro, Comedy Zone, and so many more. So go to Frangiola.fun, and I'll see you in Auburn, Stamford, and Kansas City real soon. And now, a brand new episode of Cover to Cover. Thursday. Welcome back, WBAB. Long Island's classic rock and roll. The Car, starting us off 1977 off the Candy O album over here on WBAB. Quack, quack.
79.
30, what did I say? 78? 79. 77. 79. Yeah. Oh, 79. I knew 79. I don't know what I was saying. Rick Ocasek. And the boys, good band, the Cars. Hall of Fame, recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. We were big Cars fans down at Jimmy Caronto's basement.
Ooh.
Yeah, we would play a lot of Cars down Jimmy Caronto's basement. Had a pool table down there, piano. You know, just people, the father like picked up junk off the side of the road and was somehow able to refurbish it, you know? And so from that, there was like a real pinball machine, rigged so you didn't have to put quarters in, old-timey pinball machine, working, functioning down there, a piano. Mm-hmm. I don't know who played it or whatever. It was down there. You know, it came out of a junk pile from somewhere. I had a lot of people in my neighborhood who picked up junk, just collected junk, and would, you know, get it up and running again. Pool table, and we'd sit down and listen to Cars records. And, you know, fun times. Jimmy Caronto, who's famously on this podcast, is the one who later on went on to dress his mannequins in his dead parents' clothes and put them in the windows of his house.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still alive or dead anymore. He had some sort of disease. He was fading fast. But the guy wasn't built from good stock to begin with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like anybody was shocked that this guy didn't make it to 60.
Yeah.
Just judged based on genetics alone. And maybe he did. He could still be around. I don't know. But he wasn't looking good. And he was dressing his mannequins in his parents' dead parents' clothes. So right there, I don't know if he needed to be, you know, do we need this guy? Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy. Friend of the family for 50 years. And more than that. Anyway, that's the Cars. Always put me in that headspace, hanging out in basements in Ronkonkoma. The Cars, 1979. Wow. We got a lot to talk about. We're a little late today. Sorry, once again. We normally release our Thursday episodes, at what do we normally release? 1 o'clock in the morning.
5 a.m. Eastern.
5 a.m. Eastern. So, we're a couple hours late, but you're getting it. I think next week we are back to our regularly scheduled programming. Everything will be up and running. We are, but there's a lot going on with a million different things. So we're getting them done, but we're just getting them done at different times. Thank mm-hmm. you, Alex, for being able to, what do they call it?
Flexible.
Flexible. Thanks to
where you're welcome.
They're flexible. because I got, my wife is, she works at Netflix, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's been promoted several times. To be honest, I have no idea what she does. They talk a lot, though. You know, there's constant meetings. Most of them here at the house, she's in Zoom or whatever still. They're still doing that. I mean, most companies are.
Yeah.
They decided, we're just going to do this from here on out. We're not going back to offices. I don't know how you guys are. I don't know if that's the way with everybody or all over the world or whatever. But it seems to be this is the way it's going. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to get worse or better depending upon. I mean, I think my wife loves it. She's like, yeah, I don't have to be in traffic for an hour and a half. And it's the greatest. But now she does go in for some things. And the last couple of days, it's been, she's had to go downtown and whatever else. And having a time of her life. While I struggle, she just called, sorry, my steak is getting cold. Can we run? I was like, yeah, but it's all just conversations mm-hmm. with other Netflix employees. And, you can't say this, of course, because Alex, in a relationship, you got to just, of course, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, and that's why I love this podcast, because I can say it on here, because my wife will never hear. She'll never listen. I can say, like, what are you people talking about nonstop? Because it goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 5 days a week mm-hmm. via Zooms and different meetings. Then it goes after, it's like, we have to meet for dinner to discuss this team and that team. And dinners and then other things and different meetings about this and meetings about that. And all for what? Like I always
love
say,
love is blind.
I guess. Is that it? Like, yeah. I feel like I can make Love is Blind in my fucking sleep.
Yeah.
But it's a big company. Netflix is, I believe, still the best at what they do, at streaming and easy. And, my parents could use it.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are still under the impression that my wife is somehow involved in everything they watch on Netflix as if she's directed it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, they'll call and go, tell Liz we love this one. And I was like, I will. I'll tell her. And she'd probably be happy to hear that you're watching something on the network. It keeps everybody in business.
Mm-hmm.
But, my wife isn't a director.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they seem to think that she's hands-on involved in every facet of the company. And you guys are probably wondering how I came up with the word facet so quickly. Without stumbling over it like I normally do. You know how, Alex?
How?
Mushroom coffee.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got my Thrive package today. One of our new sponsors over here, Thrive Market.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I kind of love Thrive Market. I'll be honest with you guys. We got a 50, I think I got two $50
credits.
Credits, yeah.
Yeah.
So they were, they said, $100 all in all. And then I don't know, I'm maneuvering the website and ordering this and ordering that. And then it'll say, you want something free now that you ordered all this? And it'll give you, and I'm like, is it free? Nothing's free.
No.
So like, it's a buffalo sauce or something. So yeah, I'll take that for free. And I think I did. I think I got that for free.
Ooh.
Anyway, it arrived today and I got mushroom coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is. It's like a powdered, you pour it into hot water and stir it up. You know why I got it, Alex?
Why?
It says it's for brain power, clarity or something. Mm-hmm. Don't have the fog of coffee or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm able, you see, I haven't stumbled over a word yet. Mm-hmm. Have I?
Facet. You got facet.
That's right.
And you used it properly.
I think so. Yeah. Sure. So that's probably the mushroom coffee talking. Mm-hmm. I rolled out facet without a hitch.
Yeah.
And the mushroom coffee is to blame. Anyway, so I'm drinking mushroom coffee. Is it great? I can't say because they're a sponsor. Uh-huh. Thrive Market is a sponsor. But I guess I can say because Thrive Market is just a market. They don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have a hand in the mushroom coffee.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this about mushroom coffee. It's exactly what you think mushroom coffee would taste like.
Okay.
It's fucking disgusting. It's like, but I'm drinking dirt water. It's exactly dirt water. It's like I took a mushroom out of the dirt and I stuck it in hot water and now I'm drinking it.
Mm-hmm. But
the brain power that is flying out of me is just it can't be. I mean, anytime I see anything brain powery, I'm like, let me try that. It's just a shortcut. Like most people go, you want brain power, read books. I'm like, read books? Are you crazy? I'll have a cup of mushroom coffee. I got no time for books. So that's, instead of doing the hard work, I just try, you know, whatever's easy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get right into it, Alex. Both you and I have become somewhat fascinated, and I believe the entire world now has become somewhat fascinated about this. And I know we're beating it to death, and everybody's beating it to death, but we have to discuss it. We have to talk about Kate Middleton. Mm-hmm. It's not really our wheelhouse over here, but come on, everybody. We're all kind of enjoying it or whatever this is.
Yeah.
It's just wild. Now I'm kind of like taking some deep dives on things and hearing more about, I guess many of you, maybe you guys perhaps, you've all been on this for a while and you've had your seemingly a lot of conspiracy theories out there and different things and reasons why they're conspiracy theories and why they have these theories to begin with. And I wasn't really tuning into any of this until the photo, which it seems to be that's now when everybody's been like, oh boy, this is strange. Mm-hmm. Like I just saw John Oliver was on that Andy Cohen Bravo show.
Oh, wow.
I didn't watch it. I saw a clip. Mm-hmm. And John Oliver was promoting, and he asked John Oliver, who's an Englishman, what is this? What's with the Kate Middleton? He goes, I got to be honest, I was not invested in it until the photo, and now I couldn't. I'm shocked by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So we're all in on the weird photo that was photoshopped and all that. I know that was been a couple of weeks now, so. But still, with all the craziness that's happening, we still don't have any answers. And I know what I've heard is the royal family has a rule, I think, that they've had in place for quite some time. Don't answer. Don't. It's something they use. It's a term they use for how they deal with the press and these, you know, rumors and things like that. Don't answer. Don't acknowledge or some weird rule that they have. You know, they have a very secretive world and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
But man, so yes, last night I started going down rabbit holes, of course, of conspiracy theories, and there's a lot of your boy out there with the island, Epstein. There's a lot of some Epstein chatter, you know. Well, it was Prince, you know, the one who Andrew, who was involved in all the Epstein stuff.
He was over there,
yeah. So, and now they took her.
Because they got Middleton?
They got her because of this guy, you know, because what he did, they took her. Now I guess she's being trafficked. This is what I'm reading.
Oh, wow.
She's being trafficked. So if you know, you got a couple of bucks, maybe you can have a date with Kate Middleton. She seems like a bit of a bore to me, you know? Yeah. If I was on an island, you know, like say I was Bill Clinton and I was heading to the island, I'm like, well, we got it. You know, we got what you're looking for. But Bailey's like, oh, thank you. We also got Kate Middleton's there. Oh shit, geez. This boar? I don't want to be hanging out with this one. It's just all over the place. But I did see a lot of that. It was a lot of like, it's something with the Epstein and the Prince Andrew and whatever. I mean, these are all just wild out there conspiracy theories. But
well, I believe that one.
Of course you do. But there's reasons for the conspiracy theories because the whole thing's just so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And it's very easy. And now a lot of people saying she's in a coma. She has a colostomy bag from whatever she had done to her. Okay, all of that aside. Okay, say she's got a colostomy bag. So what? Like, but I guess they don't like to show weakness or something.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a thing with the royal family. You know, you can't have her walking around a colostomy bag. Throw a fucking Prada patch on it and get outside.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody know the difference. But the other thing is, throughout all of this, is this Prince William, her husband, he's just out and about doing his royal duties.
Yeah, playing basketball with kids.
I know. I saw him like yesterday. He's at like some, you know, orphanage or something, yeah, playing with kids. And it, all anyone is thinking about. Nobody gives a fuck about the kids and the basketball. Mm-hmm. All any press or any photographer, anybody there for this function,
mm-hmm,
they're all just thinking the same thing. Where is your wife?
Yeah.
Because there's also these rumors that he killed her.
Yeah. There's like a royal gone girl.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, a royal gone girl. Like he, you know, I guess what I had read last night was they have a nanny or a housekeeper or something who's been talking. She's Spanish, I believe, who said that he's violent. She's seen him be violent,
ooh,
at different times throughout, you know, when she was in the house or whatever. And maybe in his violence. Okay, now let's all put this, what they're saying together. Some people are saying there's an affair going on. Now, who is it? Who's the affair?
Let me look up her name. I think it's, yeah, Rose Hadbury.
Yeah, right. I've seen pictures of her.
I tried to look up exactly.
And she's somehow involved in the royal family.
Somehow.
Okay.
Somehow.
Now, the other thing we need to...
Distantly.
Distantly, right.
Yes.
Good-looking lady. I saw pictures of her. Yeah. So now they're saying that, you know, perhaps he had an affair with this woman. Kate Middleton said, what's with you in this affair? And he goes, well, now I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Then he killed her and buried her in the yard or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all, okay, let's say that's true. Here's what I'm thinking. All right, all of it's, but still there's three kids involved in all this. Two of them are of age that they know, where's mommy?
Yeah.
You know, is she still buried in the yard?
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's all just wild. Wild. And, I mean, it's fun to try and figure it all out. The other thing is, which is another theory that I was reading last night. Now, I don't know if any of this is, you know, once again, internet weirdness. There was a guy, he was Pippa Middleton's, the sister of Kate's boyfriend.
Okay.
He, like 3 weeks ago, a month ago, whatever, committed suicide.
Whoa.
And it was that's in strange weird circumstances, yep, blah, blah, blah. So now they're tying this in somehow. He knew something about Epstein Island, and they killed him, and so it's all. I mean, there's weirdness out there, and all that's all anyone needs on the internet, a little tiny bit of, especially a suicide, because it's never really, these days, a suicide used to be a suicide. You go out there, you blow your brains out, whatever the case may be, but now it's, of course, it's that's not really what happened. Somebody did, the Clintons did it. So
they do love to suicide people. I don't know if you know.
It, that's what I've heard. So anyway, it's all just wild. And it could all be ended with a simple, hey, everybody, it's me, Kate Middleton. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm holding a newspaper from today.
Yeah.
It's not.
Look,
it's
I got
not,
a shit bag hanging off my wheelchair.
Yeah, if that's
I'm just
the case,
embarrassed.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm embarrassed of a poo-poo bag.
Yeah.
That's I mean, I think that's what they are, right?
Yeah.
People have them. I mean, it's a terrible way to go through life, but it's a thing that people have to do.
Yeah.
So who knows? But it's certainly not something to keep you away from the public eye.
Now, I have read that both of them have been a little lax on wearing the wedding ring as of
that's
late.
Another thing we've been hearing. Yes. Yeah, so, okay. Well, let's just say it's that.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's a breakup or a split or whatever. So who cares? It's happened to everybody. It happened to Prince Charles and Diana. It happened to several
and
other.
Look what happened to her.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Princess Philip and Fergie.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Fergie from Black, the other one.
Yeah.
And it was so that, I mean, it's something that's happened in the royal family before, not unknown. So anyway, and they're just like, why was there no pictures of her coming out of the hospital? Because I guess that they had Prince Charles said, I have cancer and prostate or whatever. So he went in for, and hey, they got a picture of him walking out of the hospital. Mm. Hey, everybody, here I am. Then I got a picture of the old man who died a couple of months ago, husband of Queen Elizabeth. He was like 100.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the picture of him coming out of the hospital?
Yeah.
Looked like the crypt keeper. And if they're going to try and hide shit, why didn't they hide that picture? Oh, mm-hmm. my God, this guy was, it was scary to look at. But they let that one go.
Yeah.
So if, all right, let's say she looks bad or something, you still, who cares? But now, it's just stories now where it's whatever let's face it, she, Kate Middleton, was the one we wanted. I give a shit. You know what I mean? People wanted, because she was, seemed proper, and mm-hmm. she seemed smart, and she seemed whatever they want in that world. Yeah. She seemed to have it all.
She was the full package.
This has all been tarnished. And you're not going to get it back. It's over. Whatever the case may be. And the one who's got to be kind of thrilled about this is Meghan Markle. She's got to be like, hey, listen, I'm here. If you need me, you could find me, I think. You know, mm-hmm. she's, I don't know, in a coffee house in Santa Barbara, probably.
Yeah.
Sitting there waiting for her next check for doing nothing.
Yeah. So, no Photoshops here.
Yeah. I mean, she's out there.
She edited the shit out of a podcast, but she won't Photoshop a picture.
She's got a podcast over on Lemonade or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, she must be kind of like, whoo, I don't look like the worst one anymore.
Yeah.
Like, everyone hated me for a while, but maybe I could spin this into being the good one.
Yeah.
So, who knows? It's just all craziness, and I'm fascinated. And I just still no answers. So with no answers, what happens is things like I'm doing. Just sitting here throwing out crazy theories, but why not? Mm-hmm. Nobody else is giving me facts. So we're just going to, me and the internet, I'm going to continue to throw out crazy theories. Mm. There you have it.
I kind of found something fun. There's a lot of them here, but the strict rules that the royal family has to follow.
Oh, okay. Because is it things relating to that, or
a little bit? It's a lot of weird things. But when the queen stands, you stand. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I kind of knew that one.
No one can eat after the queen has finished her meal.
Oh, you have to stop?
Yeah, like if she's done eating, you're done eating. We're all done eating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit. The queen. She's gone now, but I mean, yeah, all right. I feel like she probably didn't eat that much. Now you're like, well, I'm starving, and this bitch seems to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
PDA is looked down upon, especially while traveling.
I knew that.
No holding of hands.
Really?
Yeah, they're not allowed to hold hands.
Why not?
The queen picks out the bride's wedding tiara.
They got
Meghan Markle here and her tiara that was picked by the queen.
Oh, the queen probably hated doing that. Who's this for? Oh, you know, it's for Meghan Markle. Oh, that little black slut. Yes, yes, yes. Wasn't she in some hoary movies? Yeah, well, one or two. She had a couple of scenes. Anyway.
Every royal wedding party must include a crop of children. So...
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of little British kids running around and in their croppers.
I have the same rule every weekend. Did you know that? Yeah. I have to go to some party and it's surrounded by a crop of children no matter where I go.
The family is not allowed to have political views.
You don't really hear that, I guess.
They're not allowed to vote or speak publicly, nor can they run for office.
You know, you read these rules and in a way, you almost kind of like this Harry... I'm telling you, I said it. This Harry made the right call. I know people hate him, and they hate everybody. How dare he? Mm-hmm. But this guy is sitting in probably one of the most beautiful cities in the world up there in Montecito,
it doesn't rain
California.
Every day there.
I know. And he's free to do whatever the fuck he wants. Yeah. And I think, like I said, he's got a couple of bucks. I'm not going to let the guy go broke. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
I know he doesn't get what he's supposed to get or whatever, but he gets something.
He gave up all but 5% was what he did.
He gets something. Yeah. He's not going to be working at a Home Depot anytime soon.
No.
I think in the end, he's probably thrilled about all of this.
Yeah.
About having a free life.
Got out of there before all the Epstein's.
Yeah, he can hold hands with Meghan Markle if he chooses to and whatever.
One more for his own tiara.
Go ahead.
Monopoly is a forbidden board game amongst the family.
Why is that?
They're not allowed to play it.
It's not forbidden here at my house, mm-hmm. but somehow my daughter has heard about it, and I think it's my cousins, my nephew, my nephews. They're like seven,
mm-hmm.
and they were playing it one day at the house. They don't know what it is either. They just like the plastic houses yeah. and the money, you know.
Yeah.
And so my daughter is like, "What's that?" "That's Monopoly." Blah, blah, blah. You know, and then, of course, I got to tell her, like, and if it's played correctly, it takes about 9 hours. But some people play a truncated version of it, and it's not the same. Anyway, so now we had to get one, and, of course, we break it out. And we don't play at all. It's just like, oh, what can I be, the dog or the lawnmower or whatever?
Yeah.
And then it's play with the hotels and the houses. And
you're not building a future titan of industry.
Not yet. Not but, yet. You know, I mean, we used to play Monopoly, me and my friends. The Caronto, in Caronto's basement, once again.
Cars in the background.
It all comes back to Jimmy Caronto. I don't think we ever played properly either, because, you know, who knows. But fun game. But that's an interesting one. I wonder why they can't play.
The family is not allowed to sign out autographs or take selfies. You can't take a selfie with a royal.
Yeah, you know, come to think of it,
I've ever seen one, yeah.
And sign autographs? Yeah, I've never seen that. Wow, that's crazy. Fuck that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so, like, we're all kind of weirdly, I mean, it has nothing to do with us, you know, here in America. But yet, we're all kind of weirdly fascinated by the whole thing.
Yeah.
It is kind of cool, or whatever you want to call it. I'm not sure.
Here's a fun one. You can't touch a royal, but back in the day, there's this picture I'm showing you was of LeBron James was taking a picture with them, and he put his arm around Kate Middleton, and It was a thing.
Yeah,
you can't touch him.
A lot of people who've gone to meet them, you know, and because you have to do a curtsy and you have to do certain things.
Yeah,
and Americans, we don't know the rules,
we don't care about.
Yeah,
the rules.
Right. Yeah. So there's been quite a few people who were, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. did this, did that, played Monopoly in front of her.
Yeah,
and you know, so who knows what the issues are, but yeah, you know, wild stuff. I guess we'll get something soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in. The no junk food, healthy grocery store that even my kid loves. And that's hard to do, Alex. That's me once again reading Thrive Market's script that mm-hmm. they send me. But let me tell you what I love about Thrive Market, Alex, and why I love it. They send it to my door, of course, which that's great. But some of the stuff they have, all healthy, all sourced from the best places, all that kind of stuff. So you feel like you're doing good in the world. Have you had the chocolate chip cookies? Have you had Heavenly Hunks peanut butter chocolate cookies?
No.
These, and what do you think? $4.49 for a 6 ounce pouch delivered right to your door. What do you like from there, Alex? You go for the pastas, said?
They got Bonzo chickpea pasta.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm a Dr. Bronner soap guy. I get it from Thrive now.
I know that they got that, all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff too. Moisturizing cream, soaps, all that stuff. All Thrive Market. We love Thrive Market over here for that reason. And I love. They carry all the brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. As I said, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, which we have to do, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make it simpler and healthier swaps. That's what we have to do. We do this healthier cereals and the healthier snacks. And they got like a, can I say Pringles? They got like a Pringle thing over there,
mm-hmm.
but it's called the Good Crisp. Okay. They're in like the container, you know, like with
like a tube.
Oh, like the two. They're so good. I love them. You can get those at Thrive Market. Once $3.60, Alex.
Not bad.
I mean, you can't beat it. So go over to Thrive Market. And because you guys listen to Cover to Cover, you know the deal. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping families in need with their one-for-one membership matching program, which is great. Save time and money and shop at Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/cover for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, Thrive, market.com/cover. Thrivemarket.com/cover. 30% off because you're a cover-to-cover listener. Get yourself the chips, mm-hmm. the pastas, the Rao's.
Yep.
Right to your door. No more of this grocery store stuff. Anyway, thanks, Thrive Market. Enjoy. What do you think of the Dollar Tree and the Family Dollar? Dollar Tree, Family Dollar. Now, we've talked about these things mm-hmm. on the podcast. We normally talk about the 99. Yeah. That's what they call. You told me this.
They're rebranded.
They don't do store anymore.
No,
it's called the 99.
The 99.
We're doing the 99. You just know that there was a bunch of idiot, you know, people sitting around, not kind of like what my wife does. Mm-hmm. They got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do here? What about because people call it the 99-cent store? We gotta hip it out, man.
Yeah.
Gotta get kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kids gotta get sardines. You know, they got like old, yeah. like gross old.
Yeah.
The kids gotta get these kids. Devilwood
Underwood deviled ham.
Underwood deviled ham. Yeah. Underwood deviled ham. We got to get them that. We got to get them these, you know, baked beans
mm-hmm.
and the things that are in there.
Yeah.
What else is in it? Just and weird fruits.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, so they came up with let's lose the store and just call it the 99.
Yeah.
So the kids been heading over to 99, get some deviled ham. Oh. Okay.
Well, that's what the kids are up to. What are the kids doing these days?
Yeah, who knows? But anyway, so that's...
Family Dollar.
Then, of course, there's Family Dollar and Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Which are they worse? Are they better? I'm not sure. It's all the same crap, kind of. Mm-hmm. They're fun sometimes in a pinch to walk into on the road. You know, I need a water. It's the closest thing to the hotel.
Yeah.
I'll walk into a Dollar General or a Dollar Tree. And I'm like, okay. And then you just... Next thing you know, because it's... So cheap, you're like, I don't know, maybe I'll buy these sunglasses. What is that, a Corey Haim DVD? I'll get that.
Yeah.
And a bunch of crap you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
But they are a mess. That's, you know, they don't have employees. There's been some violence in them. The security guard got shot a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, so, like, just craziness. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been in them. You see that. I mean, at least here in Los Angeles, it's homeless. It's a wild situation.
Chaos. Yeah.
So I'm reading today that Dollar Tree and Dollar General are closing 1,000 locations.
Ooh.
I feel like that's a lot, but they are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll be driving, you know, we'll drive sometimes between cities and like you're in the middle of nowhere
yeah.
and a Dollar General will pop up just in mm-hmm. the middle of nowhere.
It's like the only thing in a town.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know exactly how many locations there are, but I feel like 1,000 is
a lot. Yeah.
And they are the same kind of, I guess they're under the same umbrella, Dollar Tree and Dollar General. So Dollar Tree to shutter nearly 1,000 stores after dismal earnings report.
Mm.
Well, you got to raise your prices.
Yeah.
You're selling everything for a dollar.
Yeah.
So Dollar Money Tree on different. Wednesday said it plans to close nearly 1,000 stores over the next several years after disclosing significant losses in its latest earnings report. The discount store chain lost $1.7 billion in the fourth quarter, down sharply from the earnings of $452 million. Revenue climbed to $8.6 billion from $7 billion, fell slightly short of Wall Street forecasts. In response to the dismal quarter, Dollar Tree said it will close roughly 600 Family Dollars. Oh, that's what it is. It's
yeah.
Family Dollar and Dollar Tree. In its first fiscal year, 370 Family Dollar over the next several years as their leases lapse. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you guys going to do without the crap that you buy? And then, you know, a lot of times you'll see things that didn't make it on the market.
Yeah.
You know, different flavored mini wheats,
mm-hmm.
you know, strawberry mini wheats. They'll send them over there.
Pumpkin spice. In
yeah, yeah,
April.
A lot of pumpkin spice and exactly,
yep.
exactly.
Uh-huh.
My favorite one I've ever seen. I think I've talked about it before on this podcast. Was a choco fries.
Ooh,
the 99-cent store one time had chocolate French fries. You know, because somebody, some genius at Orida or whatever said, "What do kids like?"
Yeah,
kids like. Here's two. I'll give you two things children like. French fries, chocolate,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
And a lot of times what you do with these kids is you give them the chocolate, and then separately you give them a French fry. Well, my friend, those days are gone thanks to what I've come up with, choco fries.
Yeah.
That's my pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're chocolate French fries. Are you staying with me here?
Yeah.
They're chocolate French fries, so you don't have to do two things. They're together. It's a French fry that's chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess it didn't work. Put it out there at the mass market. This guy who pitched it got fired. Who knows where he is now? He's working over at Goober Grape. That's where they mix in the same jar. They mix peanut butter and grape jelly.
Oh.
Same jar. You said ooh like you never heard of it.
No, I know it.
You're familiar with Goober Grape?
I'm not familiar with Goober Grape. I know other companies that do something similar.
Like
but
who?
I think Goober Grape does it. I think they do like a...
How dare you? I don't think they do, but they might.
Okay.
Because Goober Grape is
the original,
the best in the business.
Okay.
We, once again, going to go back to the Nolan boys and Frangiola's, our arch rivals in the Ronkonkoma neighborhood. They were Goober Grape kids. We were never allowed such things. We needed two jars.
Mm-hmm.
We had to open a peanut butter jar and a jelly jar.
Yeah.
They were. That's why they probably had more time to make mini bikes out of lawnmower engines, because they were just opening one jar and going right to town and making a sandwich.
Times
or
were,
whatever they did.
Yeah, it was faster for them.
Goober Grape. Yeah, so anyway, they're closing up. They're closing up Dollar General and Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
1,000 of them. That's a lot. Rest in peace. I mean, I think they're still going to be around. I mean, we have this 99-cent store down the street here. And we have to go in from time to time because my daughter likes helium balloons or whatever. Sometimes we'll go in there for paper play, you know, having a party, go in there for that shit. But they, you know, they have the food section, and it skeeves you out a little because you're like, oh, I don't know about the bananas here.
Yeah.
But anyway, because I'm in the construction business, Alex, you probably have seen that I'm in the construction. One of the reasons we're late today, I had to go down to another house and meet some people to do a certain project. Whatever.
Formanting.
Exactly. So I sometimes we'll have to get rid of certain things. We have a, you know, big this, big that. The old hood over the stove's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? I do a thing, and listen, people, sometimes you have to do it. I do a thing called a legal dumping, okay?
Okay,
you got to do a legal dumping. Now, what most people do here in Los Angeles, if you come to Los Angeles, you'll see, they just put it on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Okay, they'll just take a couch or a hood of a stove and just put it on the side of the road and just move on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it'll sit there for months before anyone finally picks it up. I, at least, am better than that. I will find a dumpster somewhere, and I will put it in a dumpster. What you really want is you want one of these big, giant dumpsters, you know, one of the big construction ones.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you don't want people to see you, so you got to do it in the dead of night.
Yeah.
You got to toss in your junk into a dumpster because it's illegal, and you don't want to be busted for something like that. Well, I don't want to give it away because I don't want other people using it, but there's a particularly great illegal dumping spot right now in my neighborhood that I found.
Okay.
Nobody could see me. It doesn't seem to be being used by anybody else.
Okay.
But I've noticed as I climbed up on it to throw something out the other day, I had to climb up to throw it in.
Oh, it's this like one of those with the ladder on the side.
You got a ladder on the side. Yeah. So I climb up with a heavy thing that I had to throw in there. And I looked in, and it's the 99 cent store's dumpster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Alex. And they got a ton of shit in there. But I guess you gotta, you know, there's expiration dates on bananas and onions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was loaded with onions and bananas.
Wow.
I know. I almost felt like going around to the homeless guys like, hey, you guys
know.
Just so you know, don't mind the old stove hood in there.
Yeah.
Hope that didn't ruin you. But there's a lot of bananas in there.
You boys like onions? I got a onion jackpot.
Because they'll grab anything. You see their encampments. You know, they'll have, they're sleeping up. But next thing you know, they'll have like
That stove hood will be there.
It'll be like just next to them.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll grab I said go. There's an old stove hood in there. Mm-hmm. There's bananas and onions. Go get them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. So, but that's got to be. I mean, I hope I'm never at the point in my life where I have to go through, you know. This is just a weird story, weird aside. I noticed it one time in Montauk when I go out to Montauk. You know, Montauk is a pretty exclusive town.
Yeah.
Okay, and we go out there for the summer. And they have a place called IGA. It's like a little supermarket. It's like an East Coast supermarket. There's probably not many of them left, but there's still one in Montauk. And behind there, they have two dumpsters, little ones. And it's filled with like a lot of stuff. You know, I guess shit. I don't know how supermarkets work. They got to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And they put it in a dumpster. And I saw like a real, like kind of a well-to-do guy, like going through it mm-hmm. and just taking out like, oh, Jimmy Dean sausages.
Yeah.
In a box.
Eat them today. They're fine.
And he was like shopping in there.
Yeah.
I was with my wife. I was like, look at this guy. He doesn't look like he's like, he looks like he's like put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's just like, why pay for it when it's back here? In the dumpster.
For free.
Don't believe these expiration dates.
One of the worst parts of shopping is when you have to pick everything out.
Right.
You're like, do I want this one or that one?
Yeah.
He just goes with what's available.
They do the picking for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's all fascinating stuff. How did we get on that? How did we get? Oh, anyway, 99 Cent Store, I think, led me down that weird road.
Yep. They're closing locations.
They're closing Dollar Trees. Other interesting story before we get the hell out of here. Sharon Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Stone... I went on a podcast. Now, Sharon Stone is a big star. We all know Sharon Stone. She's huge movies, Basic Instinct, and on and on and on.
Casino. Total Recall.
The one Total Recall. She's great in that. It's a great movie. And a movie called Sliver years ago. It was a terrible bomb of a movie, but it was in the era of those type of movies where it was just... bad, and Joel Silver was like the producer who produced these bad, terrible movies, mm-hmm. and Robert Evans was involved somehow. These are like before the Me Too movement and the Weinsteins of the world went down. Scumbags were abound here in this city.
Yeah,
probably still are to a certain extent, but they're not as welcome as they used to be.
Yeah.
But back then, it was. I always talk about it. Like Sharon Stone, the hell she must have had to have gone through in her career, as many others did with these people. So anyway, this movie, Sliver, starred her, Sharon Stone, and Billy Baldwin. It was kind of like a murder thriller type of thing from what I remember. And Billy Baldwin, let me tell you something about these Baldwins. Alec, Billy, Daniel, Stephen. Those are the four like main guys outside of everyone else, their kids and stuff. But those guys, they were good looking.
Yeah.
Alec was good looking. Billy was good looking. They're good looking family. But wow, man, they age like avocados.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, it turned in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
Like I saw a picture of this Billy Baldwin. I'm like, whoa. I mean, the bags under the Baldwin kids' eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess...
Well, one of them's got like a murder on his hands.
Well, that...
One of them's being accused.
Yeah, and then everyone else, the funny thing now is like two more people got today
uh-huh.
from the set of Rust.
Oh, really?
Two more armorers got convicted of,
wow.
you know, manslaughter or mm-hmm. you know, on what it's not... I didn't mean it, manslaughter. What do they call it?
Manslaughter.
Yeah, but like, I didn't mean it. I didn't do it on purpose, manslaughter. It's like, it's called something else.
Involuntary.
There you go. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
It involuntary.
This fucking mushroom coffee's not working for shit. I couldn't come up with involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
I'm drinking this dirt water for nothing. All right. Anyway, so I guess Sharon Stone went on a podcast and she said something along the lines of, the chemistry in this movie is terrible. Billy Baldwin's a bad actor.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Evans, the producer. He's a very famous producer. If you guys know anything about movies, Robert Evans is very famous. There's actually a great documentary on him called The Kids' Days in the Picture. If you're interested in this sort of thing, watch it. But anyway, Robert Evans is semi-famous. In his own right, he's died years ago. But anyway, he watched the dailies or whatever. I mean, it's a terrible movie. Outside of Billy Baldwin, everything about it stinks. But I guess they're saying this, Sharon Stone, Billy Baldwin stinks. He's a bad actor. You guys have no chemistry. So Robert Evans says, I think you need to fuck Billy Baldwin to get some chemistry going here. Like in real life, go out and fuck him. This is when you could say such things, I guess, to an actress. Robert Evans could call Sharon Stone and go, we're having a problem here with this picture. Go fuck Billy Baldwin and let's get some chemistry going here, please.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess Sharon Stone could just had to take it. You know, nowadays you go on Twitter and you say, well, this guy just said this and he's gone forever. But, and rightfully so, that's probably a better world that we live in because we don't have to have movies like Sliver anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then she said it on a podcast that they encouraged her to sleep with Billy Baldwin. And now, from what I'm gathering, I'm not sure they did sleep together or whatever. But Billy Baldwin comes out like the next day and says, this woman's crazy. Why is she still talking about me? Is she obsessed? Blah, blah, blah. So he seems to be not happy about what's going down here. I feel like he could have handled it just with a sense of humor, but this seems to be more beef than just this comment from what I'm gathering. Then Billy Baldwin, stay with me, everyone. Billy Baldwin's married to China Phillips from Wilson Phillips. They've been married forever.
Okay.
Okay. Now she jumps on board. She tweets or X's or whatever you fucking call it now these days or something. She says the things he could say about you, Sharon Stone, his restraint is stronger than your lies or something.
Yeah.
She throws out some biblical quote. I think they're Christians over there at the Baldwin. A couple of those Baldwins went Christian.
Oh.
Yeah. Stephen, he definitely went Christian. Yeah. The father of Bieber's wife. State.
Haley.
Hey, thank you. I always want to say
another cup of that damn coffee.
I always want to say Ilaria, but Ilaria is somebody else.
Yeah.
Just try and keep up, everybody.
They are a big dysfunctional family.
It's
aren't
a
they?
Y. And yeah, and they're from Long Island, you know, so it makes perfect sense. Anyway, so that's an interesting story. And it's one of those ones where it's just like podcasting is funny because so many people go on these podcasts. And I don't know what podcast she was on. Does it say what podcast she was
on? I'll find that for you.
Anyway. It's just one of those things where you're kind of like talking for longer than you normally would, you know, like Sharon Stone, for the most part, when doing interviews would probably do, you know, the Tonight Show or something.
It was on Louis Theroux's podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where everything's,
it's a big one.
Everything's 7 minutes, you know? Yeah. So, now they're talking for lengths of time and they say dumb shit because you want to be interesting. You feel like it's a very casual environment. You're like, oh, again, just so not that that's even that dumb. I don't know why Billy Baldwin's so bent out of shape about it. I feel like it's that was of the time.
Yeah, why is he getting upset?
Yeah, that's the way people did things. So who knows? I feel like there's more to it. Maybe he's upset because they said the reason why she needed to fuck up is because he's a bad actor, and he was kind of a bad actor. Like he's kind of out of the business now.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good in Backdraft. Alex.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's not bad in Backdraft, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Movie was held up by Kurt Russell, but Billy Baldwin's in it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He has a sex scene with Jennifer Jason Leigh on the fire truck, Alex.
Ooh.
Yes, I think it's Jennifer Jason Leigh. Whatever.
Man, you get that much of coffee has failed you miserably. A lot of I thinks coming out.
Well, you know, I don't remember the cast of Backdraft. I can tell you. Who was in Backdraft? Scott Glenn, Kurt Russell, of course, Billy Baldwin. And I say it's Jennifer Jason Leigh. Yes.
Donald Sutherland. Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah. He plays like a fire chief in it. Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah, you're right.
I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mushroom Coffee. All right. What do we got? What time is it?
We're at 43.
That's good. We're going to release this now, everybody. We're sorry we're late. There's more to talk about, but we're gonna do more. We'll probably do more this weekend. We'll have more coming for you. Oh boy. I'm running a lot, Alex. I'm running like crazy over here, trying to keep it all together. Mm-hmm. You know? We're almost done. And then summer's coming. That's what I keep telling myself. Summer's coming. And we will be taking I'm gonna say it now, and we probably won't do it, but I'm going to say that we are gonna take a solid 2 week break. In the summertime from the podcast.
Oh, so,
yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Alex. Sorry. Go fucking die for all I care. If in the 2 weeks that we are not together, I don't care what you do with your life.
I was about to thank you. You didn't have to tell me to go
sorry.
Die.
sorry. To ask us a mushroom coffee talking. We're probably going to take like a solid break just because we have to recalibrate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting over here talking about dumpster diving and it just doesn't make any sense, you know? but we love it. We love doing it. And so we probably won't really take a break. We say we will, but we'll probably stack episodes. So you guys will have something. We'll figure something out. But for now, who knows? Anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast. We are going to throw some dates up on the front of this one because I got to get some people out to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my flight. I'm in. I'm going to Kansas City. I got it. I got my flight last night. Let's say it's all going to work out good. So we are coming to Kansas City. That is the Comedy Club, March 27th, yeah. Wednesday night. The Comedy Club, that's what it's called, the Comedy Club in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it. I haven't been to Kansas City in years, so I'm excited about it. But before that, I have the New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. That's a Friday night, the 22nd of March. The VIP tickets are sold out, and I think there are still some regular tickets left. So just go get them. Go get them, Stamford, please, because you know the situations I've gone through. They've been harassing me to come and promote and blah, blah, blah. And I had a great time there last time. I'm excited to come back. So I'll be there Friday night, March 22nd. We're going to have a lot of laughs. And then I head to the Auburn Theater in Auburn, New York, Saturday night, the 23rd. Never been there either, so that's going to be fun. And then the next big thing is Side Splitters in Tampa. Saturday night, Side Splitters, 6 p.m. Saturday night. What more can you people ask? I mean, we're giving you everything you want. It's a 6 p.m. on a Saturday mm-hmm. in the gorgeous city of Tampa, Florida. Come on down. You could go out and do whatever you want. By 8, you're out the door. Greg Fitzsimmons is on stage at 8. If you want to stick around and watch him, you'd be better off for it. And then the next night, Sunday night, April 7th, we're in Dania Beach, the Improv down there. Never been there either. These are all new to me, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rooster Teeth Feathers up there in
Sunnyvale, California,
up there in Tech World. Haven't been here once again in years as well. Rooster Teeth Feathers, that's April 11th, 12th, 13th. And then we're going to do it. We were contemplating canceling it, but we're going to do it, so I'll stop promoting it. Hyenas in Dallas. Dallas Hyenas. I'm coming back again to Dallas Hyenas. It's probably the club I've played the most in my life. And I love it. So the 19th and 20th of April will be at Hyenas in Dallas. And then Off Cabot Comedy Club. Stand Up Live in has been moved. Stand Up Live. I have the date. I put the date somewhere. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Stand Up Live. Detroit, Greensboro, Off Cabot Comedy Club in the Boston area. FrenchOla.fun has everything. We'll put them up on the front of this podcast as well. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex? Anything
little bit
fun?
Of, in honor of the royalty, we'll, a little bit of the British invasion. Some Herman's Hermits. Come into something good.
I think this song is in, it always reminds me of Something About Mary. I think it's in Something About Mary
yes,
when
they
do like
right.
one of those scenes with, yeah, great movie. God, that's a funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
They were funny, the Farrelly brothers. I don't know if they've lost it or they're still making movies, but they had some good ones there. The Farrellys, they had Dumb and Dumber, they had Something About Mary. They had some good ones. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Herman's Hermits. Thank you to the to Alex for being flexible. And thank you to the...
Anytime.
This mushroom coffee for absolutely nothing. Except ruining my normal, like, fun, enjoyable coffee. They've ruined it. Today, at least.
All Dumb right. and Dumber, Kingpin, There's Something
oh,
About
Kingpin.
Mary.
Kingpin, that was another great
Me,
one.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, that was a fun one, too. Jim
Shallow Kenner. Hal.
Yeah, they did. Oh, and you couldn't make any of these movies now.
Yeah, Stuck on You, Fever Pitch,
yeah.
The Ringer, oh, Hall Pass.
Yeah.
They've done a lot.
Yeah, they made some good ones.
Oh, well, Ricky Stenicki just came out.
I know. What is that about? It's like
some. It's kind of bad. I watched it.
Oh, you did?
It's kind of bad.
It's got Andrew Santino in
He's
it, right?
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Zac Efron, John Cena. Yeah.
I don't like, why do I need to watch Ricky Stenicki? I saw the trailer for it. I'm like, there's no reason I need to watch
you
this.
You don't.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. Okay. And it's got John Cena, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, everybody, we love you. Thanks for listening to Cover to Cover. Tell all your friends. Give us reviews. Write reviews and everything else. Back to our regularly scheduled programming next week for sure. We're going to be doing real regular episodes and that are solid and fun because everything will be back to normal. And you see, what do you think of the new landscaping outside?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, how do you like that? Good. Yeah. Thank you, Alex. You better say that.
It looks great.
You better say that after the price I paid for it.
I love the hood on the new...
That's the other place. Oh. You haven't seen the backyard yet. It's not done.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, we got to go. Bye-bye.